Hey, I'm Casual Jake.
And I'm Connor, aka Taito.
And we would love to welcome you to episode 7 of the MTG Educators Network podcast. This is episode 7, right?
I think so. If it's not, oh well.
If it's not, read it in the show notes. But we're glad to be here, especially because we are going to bring you something special. So we all know that the holidays are coming up and they can be really stressful. It can be really hard to pick out the right gift for the people that are special in your life.
Yeah, we here at the MTG Educators Network, we've got you covered. We know that if you're listening to this, either you or someone that you care about a lot is a Magic player, and, you know, we can help with that. So, today, Jake and I are going to present our 2020 Holiday Gift Guide for Magic Educators.
Yes, we're super excited to bring you these gift recommendations and try to give you the information where you can find them and about the prices. So, Taito, yeah, do you want to get us started with our first picks?
Yeah, so we broke these down into some categories. Every Magic player has their different needs, right? I also think we should, even before we get into these categories, one of the best things is just cards, right? Something I've told people before is just, you know, grab me a box of the newest set. Grab me a gift bundle or a bundle in general. I think that's what they're called now, right? They used to be fat packs.
They're bundles now.
I like those a lot because they even come with the nice big spin downs and they have really colors. So I think that's a really solid start. But we've broken this down into some categories of like the different types of merchandise that Magic players might want. And then we've also broken it down into some gifts for just for the teacher side of things too. The first category we're going to talk about is deck boxes, right? So deck boxes are a must. Anyone that plays Magic and wants to make sure that their cards are kept safe are going to have to keep them in their deck boxes. And players will have their preferences for sure. But Jake and I are going to give you our preferences, basically, and ones that we think are really good so that even if you don't know their preference, you can get them a really solid deck box. And the first one, the one that I brought in, is the Ultra Pro Alcove Flip Deck Box. It's so good. It's one that I personally use. My two favorite EDH decks are both in these, specifically the Guild variants. So the Guild of Ravnica variants. For any that maybe weren't playing during Ravnica, and you might not even realize it, it's the color combinations of two colors. They each have a guild associated with them from the Ravnica sets. And what Ultra Pro did is they made these really, really cool deck boxes with these color combinations and the guild symbol right on the front. And they're really good quality. The magnet that holds the deck box shut is really strong to the point that where I play, there's actually a giant metal support beam. And sometimes for fun, we'll just stick our deck boxes to it and let them sit there. And it holds the weight of the 100 cards really well. Wow. I know Prof likes to do his deck box shake where he'll shake it.
Yeah, the shake test. Cards that come out.
And from what I remember, it did pass. So these are a little bit on the pricier side for single deck boxes. They're about $25 if you buy them from Ultra Pro. I have seen them for less either at LGSs or at conventions. Granted, we don't have conventions right now because it is 2020. Right. But I think these are very much so worth the investment. Like I said, my two favorite EDH decks are in these. I have the Selesnya one for my Kethis deck, which we talked about on this podcast, and the Simic one for my Uro deck as of right now as well. I want more of them. I think that they're really good deck boxes, and they do still fit within the confines of certain other accessories that I might talk about later in this episode. So I would definitely recommend the Ultra Pro Alcove Flip deck box, especially the guild variants. They just look really nice, and there's a lot of nice little details in.
For sure. And bonus, if you happen to know whoever you're buying for, if you know what guilds they enjoy, you know, me personally, I love the Izzet League. So if someone got me an Izzet box, oh man, you can bet I got a deck for that. So bonus points for that.
Exactly.
That might even be a fun way to kind of figure out, you know, be like, hey, you know, like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to get you, but like, what guild do you like? And then you can get that information and then surprise them with a nice box. My choice is the Ultimate Guard Boulder. I love these things. They are slick. They are great. They're a little, some people say they're a little tight. I like that because it saves space. They're just a really sturdy box. I mean, they pass the shake test. And they come in a really, really wide variety of colors. They're just really sturdy. You know, they fit my 100 card double sleeve decks a little bit snugly. But again, I feel very secure with them. I don't mind these ones. While I would want to get them in a box or like a carrying case, which we'll talk about again later, I don't mind just throwing these in my backpack and taking, you know, three or four over to my friend's house to go play some Magic. Again, when I got to see my friends to play Magic. But they're really solid. And what I like about them is they're quite affordable. They're about $10 to $12, sure. Which is really good for the quality of the plastic and the deck box. Like, I mean, this thing, I'm going to see if I can pop it in place. Like snaps in place, good. Really, really good. Yeah, that was a good audio bite right there, right? And you can get them on Amazon or your LGS for about $10 to $12, depending on the variant, depending on the colors. And what I actually love is they are all exactly like the same. So you can take the top from like a blue one and put it on the bottom of a white one. So if you get like two or three different colors, the person that you buy them for can kind of mix and match them. And they can kind of even make like this one. That I have here is a blue and a green one because it's part of my Simic deck. So it's got two colors represented. So that's kind of a fun thing that you can do. They're interchangeable. And like I said, just highly recommended by Casual Jake, seal of approval.
Yeah. And just to riff off of that as well, you're talking about how it's snug. I think I'm gonna go a little off of our script here. And I realize there's something that we didn't talk about. And maybe this is something that we could do a longer episode on later is preferred sleeves, right? I have brand loyalty to my sleeves. And one of the things I was going to say is those Ultimate Guard boulders, they might be made for Ultimate Guard sleeves. And I know that the Ultimate Guard katanas are smaller than the sleeves that I prefer, which is Dragon Shields.
We're going to have a brawl, like a battle of sleeves. Cause definitely I am on the side of the Ultimate Guard katanas. I
love my katanas when they're on my humans deck, which is probably my most expensive deck that I own right now. That is in Ultimate Guard katanas. I will say that I use katanas for my smaller decks, and my double sleeve decks. I use Dragon Shields for commander decks, but if you told me you can only use one of these brands for the rest of your life, I would definitely side with the Dragon Shield mats. It's just something about them. It's the shuffle feel, the look, the feel, all of it together. I definitely do prefer those Dragon Shields, and they do tend to be a little bit bigger. So Ultimate Guard's boxes are probably designed with their sleeves in mind, so they fit perfectly in there.
For sure. I can definitely fit. I have a bunch of these boulders, and I can fit my Dragon Shields in there. The katanas do fit. More well for that.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun thing down in the comments. Y'all let us know. Are you team Dragon Shield or team Katanas? Or Eclipse, I guess, if that's your thing. You know, just love to hear your sleeves. There you go. That's your homework, everyone. but next, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next accessory, if you will, which are deck cases. Yes, a box to put your deck boxes in. Mm-hmm. Actually, much more useful than you think. And the recommendation that I'm going to bring is because I found myself needing one as I was going home to see my mom for Thanksgiving. My partner and I, we wanted to bring a couple decks. And so we put them in like one of those like canvas bags. And like when we got there, they were just like all over the place. You know, they're all upside down. They were fine. The cases, the boxes that we put them in were fine. Okay. But we're like, there has to be like an easier way to like transport our stuff than just throwing them in a bag. And so sure enough, on Black Friday, we had ordered one from our LGS. I'm going to recommend the Ultimate Guard Archive 800 Plus box. Now, this is a box that you can put just cards in, sleeved or unsleeved, but you can also fit your deck boxes. And again, being Ultimate Guard, it fits the boulders really, really well. You can fit eight boulders in there, and it's just perfect. But you can also fit some of the other ones. Like I have these Ultra Pro, kind of the quote unquote cheap little plastic ones, and they fit really, really well in there. I have some bigger cases as well. They fit well. And it's just nice because it puts all of your decks and your cards into one neat box. And then that stays closed. So when you put that into a bag or a backpack, your decks are nice and secure. They're not going to be shuffling around, jostling around, messing around. And then when you have it, you can just take it, plop it on the table, open it up, and boom, you have access to all of your stuff. So I highly recommend the Archive. I've had good experiences with it. It's about $50. And you can find it online in a lot of places. Your LGS might have it. It's one of their newer products. And like I said, it fits eight boulders in there, or, you know, seven. If you have bigger ones, you can fit about seven or six in there. But I think that's perfectly acceptable for a Knight of Commander. You know, bring your stuff on. When conventions start, I think that'll be a good deck holder. And if you play 60-card formats, you can fit even more in there.
Yeah, I know a lot of people when they go to tournaments, conventions, or hangouts, they'll bring standard deck, modern deck, legacy deck, EDH deck, maybe. Like, they'll bring at least one of everything that they play.
Excuse me, Pioneer.
Historic, too. Who knows? Maybe people are trying to play Historic.
Are people playing Historic in paper now?
I don't know. Maybe, dude. Maybe someone wants to play Brawl or Tiny Leaders. You never know. Nope.
Yeah, get that out. I'm just kidding. Play whatever format you like.
Absolutely. So, yeah, and I... So the recommendation that I brought is, again, it, probably more so this time, a little bit more on the expensive side, but it's something that I got, gosh, 2 years ago, and I cannot sing its praises enough. And this is the Ultimate Guard Ammonite Backpack. And that's Ammonite like the fossil, like A-M-M-O-N-I-T-E.
Not like the Pokemon?
That's Ammonite, all right? Let's make sure we get it right. So... I cannot sing this thing's praises enough. I will say right out the gate, it is more expensive. It is about $130. But the reason that it is so expensive is because, it is designed as an anti-theft backpack. So the zipper is in a spot that if someone's walking behind you or is behind you in general, they cannot open it up. So if it's on your back or it's on the chair behind you, there's no way they could open it up without you seeing it.
Sweet.
So that's already one huge boon, especially at conventions where you're carrying possibly literally thousands of dollars of cardboard in your backpack.
Right. You want to keep them secure, have that peace of mind.
Exactly. One of the other reasons why it's so expensive is there is a built-in charger in the backpack, or at least a charger through. So you can put in your portable charger battery and you plug it into something. And then on the backpack strap, there is a USB cord or USB port for you to plug your charger into that. So it has like a charge through. So that's really nice. And then also it has deck box pockets, so they're not loose in there. So it has it so that you can lay out the boxes on the bottom, and then as you get towards the top of the backpack, there's three pockets for individual deck boxes. There's straps in there. There's like a strap that goes across. It was built from the ground up to be the TCG player's backpack, and I can't sing its praises enough. I've used it for 2 years. It still looks like it's brand new. I just found out when doing research for this episode that they have a black and red one now, which makes me very upset. Mine is like a silver
right now.
Mine's silver, like a gray and black, which still looks nice. Don't get me wrong, but red's my favorite color. So I was very upset that I don't have that one. but I like I said, I can't sing this thing's praises enough. I think so. As of right now, I have it right next to me. I can fit three singular deck boxes, a playmat in a playmat tube, my dice bag, and then probably three more single deck boxes and a double deck box in there, and still have room for my binders. That's the other thing. It has like, you know, when you have like a laptop bag, it has the pocket for your laptop. It has two of those for binders. So it has a big one and then a small one. It is built from the ground up to be the TCG player's backpack. I can't shill this thing enough. My friend got one. He showed it to me. And then I searched for months to be able to find one. And it does look like they're actually in stock now. So I would definitely recommend buying now if you're thinking about it.
For sure. At time of recording, I'm looking at the red and black one on Amazon. And there's five left in stock, apparently. So, educators go and buy them out or something. But I don't know. if this is something, it seems totally useful. And it's looking like this one is about $135 with free shipping. Mm-hmm. For all that it comes with, that's pretty dang good.
Considering I bought laptop bags for about that much money, and they don't have built-in stuff for TCG. I know a lot of people use camera bags. That's what I used before, like for photographers, because they have the padding. But this thing is so good and it's so useful, and I feel so safe with my cards in it.
Right, meant for specifically Magic players. That seems like a great thing right there, which we'll go ahead and use that to segue into our other great products that we can look at, which are Dyson tokens. Now, these are a little bit more personable and, you know, can really fit and really gives a Magic player a chance to express themselves. So, Taito, you brought up some interesting stuff here. What are some of the stuff that you recommend?
Yeah, so I brought up two types of things that we can use here. One that's a little bit more specific and one that's maybe not as specific. So the first thing I said is specific dice. So I have a friend who is a huge Jund Modern player, and one of his favorite cards in that deck is Tarmogoyf. And, we can put Tarmogoyf up on the screen here for those of you who don't know. For different card types in yours and your opponent's graveyards, Tarmogoyf gets plus one plus O, or I'm gonna forget now.
Oh no, you messed up timer
guy. Yeah, it's on the screen. Either way, the numbers end up being offset. I think it's just plus one, plus one, but it's a zero.
Aren't you
one.
A modern player?
Yeah, but I don't play Tarmogoyf. I can't play it at Naya. Naya's not good right now, but it starts as a 0/1, and it gets plus one for each card type among card types in the graveyards. Yes, and so that the is numbers correct. Become offset. So you end up with a 0/1, then a 1/2, then a 2/3, then a 3/4, then a 4/5. I think it goes all the way up to 7/8 is the current maximum that you can have right now. And these dice have those numbers and those values on them. So they're specifically meant for Tarmogoyf. So if you have someone that you know that plays Tarmogoyf, if we have modern players out there, Tarmogoyf dice are really helpful for them. And the other specific dice that I brought up were Planeswalker dice. The Planeswalker dice have a loyalty symbol on them, just like the loyalty counters on Planeswalker. And they have bigger numbers. So even though they're only like a six-sided die, it'll have like 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13 because of the odd numbers. And then some of them will have like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Sure.
So it has like offsetting. So that way you can cover all the different loyalties that they might end up at, but it also helps you cover the higher numbers, but on a six-sided die.
No, that's so great.
Yeah. And the two examples, I will link them in the show notes or somewhere. The Tarmogoyf dice I found on Etsy, and then I also found Planeswalker dice on Etsy from QU Empire for about $18 on Etsy. So Etsy's great for dice. I would definitely say that. What was your dice recommendation?
For sure. I was just about to jump in with that, and these are less specific, but really just two jumbo numbered dice are really good right now for virtual EDH. A lot of people, because of the pandemic, are at home. They're using their webcams to play. And I have these at my game store. I was lucky enough to get these really big black dice that have the numbers on them, not the pips, the numbers. I like that because it's just a little bit clearer to see on a screen, and it's, you know, the pips don't get a little bit blurry. So I found some. You can get a set of two jumbo dice from pipped.com, P-I-P-P-D, and they're about $5.29. I know it seems almost silly, or maybe, oh, dice that much, but not really. I mean, it's something that you're going to use in a lot of your games to keep track of counters and this and that. I use mine pretty much every game. Somehow a counter gets put on something, and the clarity that my opponents get online for that is really worth the investment. So I recommend those. And like we said, we're going to try to get all of these down into the show notes, so you should have links available for you.
Yeah. So then moving slightly away from dice, the category that Jake had come up with was tokens. And one of the things that I've seen before, and I didn't have any specific examples here, but I know a lot of Magic artists, or even just artists who aren't, you know, employed through Wizards or anything like that yet, they'll have their own drawn tokens on their website. Or on like a Patreon or a Kickstarter or something like that. So if you find out that you're the person that you're trying to buy for loves a certain artist in Magic, because I know there are some players out there who have their favorites, right? I love my Seb McKinnon. Sure. I love my Rebecca Guai. I love Zoltan.
I want
Boros.
All the John Avon lands.
Oh, John Avon. What a legend. So
good. The land hand.
Seriously. So I would definitely suggest just searching up real quick those artists and like type token, you know, like a Seb McKinnon token, Rebecca Guai token, and see if they have those tokens that you can then make available or that you can then get for the person you're buying for. So again, like I'm an Elves player. So if someone got me like custom Elves tokens or Elf tokens from one of those amazing artists, that'd be so cool. Like that would be such a personal and such a nice gift, because not only do they know who my favorite artist is, they know what kind of decks I like to play. Another thing that I know some artists will do is you can send cards in for signatures, but I know that's probably a little bit less so now. But it's something to definitely keep in mind. I know I have some signed cards. When I went to Command Fest Richmond, I got my Soul Ring promo signed by the artist, which was absolutely amazing, and I'm forgetting his name now, of course, but super super cool. So that would be my idea for tokens.
I also brought, and I actually know the owner, and I will mention that the owner of this company is a teacher and actually part of our network. Those are going to be Infinna tokens, which I actually think the professor just did a review about them and stuff.
I think
so I'm glad to see
that.
Them getting some traction. Yeah,
They're in our network.
They're in our network. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm not going to completely, I don't know how much information they want out, but they are a teacher and they're fantastic. So this is, you know, one, if you're buying these, you're supporting a teacher. I'm not saying don't buy the Card Kingdom ones, but hey, we're a teachers network, you know, so but yeah. So Infinite tokens are great. I think they were really the first big kind of group to do these. And so these are dry erase tokens. And I just love these.
Oh, I've seen these
for everything. They're
incredible. These are so cool.
I got them when they first came out. So I've been like an Infinite token stan before I knew the owner. Like, I just always loved them. And sure enough, they're on Etsy. So I ordered them and I thought, really, how good could they be? Man, I still have my original ones. I just now, like, I think it's been a year and a half, ordered some new ones just because I use them so much that my girlfriend needs some, right? So now we both have Infinite tokens. And what's cool is that, so they're these, you know, rectangles. And on one side, it's just a rectangle. You can put anything you want on it. But on the other side, there's a little spot at the bottom right where you can put power and toughness if you have, you know, a creature token that you make. So rather than carrying around all your tokens for your different EDH decks, like, I don't know about you, but I play like Merfolk. I have like an Elves deck. I have a Sacrifice deck, which makes tokens of literally anything. This way, I just get to draw it. And especially in the era of VEDH, where sometimes you play with your opponent's cards, you know, steal effects or something like that, you can just draw that creature there. And plus, you have a good laugh. I know about me, I can't draw very good. Maybe I'll send our editor some videos of my tokens so they can show them on the screen. But you get a good laugh from that. One of my famous ones is I drew a Polyraptor and it looked like sock puppets. So I actually altered a card of Polyraptor to look like the sock puppets of that token. And so, you know, you get these great stories. The other thing that they have is they have these little circle ones that you can use, the little circle dry erase, and you can use like the vigilance counters from Ikoria, you know, the trample counters and stuff like that. Or you could just use them as plus one counters. There's a lot of versatility. Check out their Etsy store. I think it's $11.95 for a pack of 25, and you'll be set. With 25 of those, you're going to have tokens for days. It's a lot of fun. You can even buy some markers and some extra accessories, but I cannot recommend them enough. They definitely withstand the test of time.
No, I've seen those before. They're super, super cool. And they really give players a chance to express themselves. And I think there's tons of ways to express yourselves outside of just playing the game. And I think that actually works into our next category perfect, of just like some other cosmetics and other ways to express yourself as a player and as a person.
Agreed. And so when we're talking about cosmetics or things that we use to express our stuff, these go beyond game pieces, right? Because of course your deck is your expression, but the way that you accessorize with that, you know, from the deck boxes to the sleeves can all be stuff. And so for something cosmetic that I chose was the Grimoire deck boxes from Wizardry Foundry. These things are sick. These are cool. These are like, when I got into Magic, I loved the idea of being a wizard, you know, being a wizard.
Right.
And like, my deck is like my library of knowledge and I'm casting these spells to do stuff. And so you actually can get this deck box that is a grimoire, and it looks like a spell book, and they have all different kinds of styles. They've even emulated some of the Ravnica guild symbols into them. Like, I'm gonna look at this one, it's called Dragon Lord Collection. It very much looks like one of the Tarkir dragons. There's all kinds of stuff, but there's, you know, if you can think of like a archetype for a wizard, they have it, you know, Necronomicon style, you know, law mage, paladin, demon person, like all these boxes, they look like these awesome books. And I don't own one. I'm kind of asking for one for Christmas, but they're really good. And if you get some of the bigger ones, you can fit multiple deck boxes in them. So again, this could be a multiple deck box kind of stuff. I know they have some smaller ones where you can just fit a deck in there, but I personally like these ones. And they're going to get up there. This one is a $64 one I'm looking at right now. This is the 800 plus standard size card one. So again, something where you can fit a good amount of cards there. And they have some that are even, I believe some that are even as low as $34.95, some of the smaller boxes. So again, it's not something that you're going to play with, but it's going to look super cool when you bring it to FNM.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that have gotten these before and they love them. They're really cool. They're really aesthetic. And like, you definitely do, you pay a little bit more, but you're paying for the craftsmanship. Like, they're well made. They're not just like a box. Like, they're a book with really intricate designs on them. And they're nice. They have a nice latch on them so they won't open up. And they're really, really cool. So I would definitely also recommend those. But the thing that I brought to the table, my personal thing that I collect through Magic, which is playmats. I love different playmats. I have way more playmats than I'll ever need. But that's my one thing that, like, if I see a cool playmat, I'm gonna have to buy it. I have plans that eventually, when I, you know, maybe get my own house, like, use like command strips to hang up the playmats on the walls and like make, like,
well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like, I think it'd be
put
really
some
cool
use out of them.
Mm-hmm. So anytime I see a cool design on a playmat, I grab it. So I have a bunch of them. I know when I was on Elder Dragon Skyplander, I used my Extra Life one from 2019, which was really cool. I have a really nice one that has like autumn colored leaves on a tree with like a sunset. My friends call it my Kung Fu Panda mat, which is, you know, they're joking, but it's just like, it's just, I like it. It looks cool.
Yeah.
And then the one I just ordered, the new Ajani charity one for the, that has Coco on it. It's Collective Company. So I have that coming eventually whenever they print those up. And the places that I usually end up getting those are Ultra Pro is where you can get your official like Wizards licensed ones with all the card arts. So if you know that they like a certain card or a certain character, that's where you're going to find those. And they're fantastic quality. They'll never not be fantastic quality. Yeah. And then Inked Gaming is really cool too. That's where you can get custom designs. You can get bigger ones, you can get longer ones, you get two player mats, stuff like that. Inked Gaming has their own designs, a huge catalog of designs that other people have put up, and they have the ability to put your own design on them as well. They used to go by Inked Playmats, which is where I first got mine. I got like a It's Dangerous to Go Alone Tap This Legend of Zelda one. Had like life counter on the side of it. Like, it was really cool. So I would definitely recommend Inked Gaming for your non-licensed playmats and Ultra Pro for your licensed playmats. And a new playmat is something nice because if they're using it often, first of all, if they don't have a playmat, that would be like my number one recommendation, because I think that playing on a playmat, it feels so much nicer. It's going to treat your cards a lot better. You just feel a lot better when you're playing on a playmat. But if they already have one, chances are it'll get grimy eventually. And it's nice to be able to swap out and be like, you know what? I feel like using my Extra Life one. I feel like using my Ajani one. I feel like using my tree one. Like, I feel like using my Temple Garden one. So there's all these different ones that you can choose. And for teachers specifically, I spread them out between my desks. So like, I have my Temple Garden one is on my desk at school. And then in the faculty room. And then I also have one over here on my desk to cover part of my desk that my giant mouse pad isn't covering. So like, they're just useful. They're useful to have. And I think that I can never have enough playmats. So that would be one of my recommendations.
No, you hit there all the right points. And even if you don't know their favorite character, their favorite card, if you know their personality a little bit, just look at the art. There's some that are silly. There's some that are funny. There's some that are very fantastical. So if you know that, if you know kind of what they like and just their general aesthetic, it's pretty easy to pick a playmat that they're going to enjoy and they're going to look down on and they're going to think about you every time they play it. And I think that's something really special. So fantastic recommendations. And now we come to our last part, our last little topic, which is going to be the teacher stuff. So if you kind of want to cater to an MTG player who's a teacher and get them something as far as teaching goes, we have some recommendations for you. And what would that first one be, Taito?
So first one's a fairly, I don't want to say obvious, but a fairly simple one that can go a long way, which is just gift cards. Gift cards to shops or stores that they might need. So Target, Walmart, Staples, wherever they might buy teacher supplies, or even just food. Just a food store. I mean, you know, with COVID and everything going on, just like a grocery gift card for whatever your local market is. I know up here we have Market Basket, Hannaford. I know you guys down there have H-E-B.
H-E-B.
H-E-B. Yeah,
we're quite faithful because our slogan is no one does more than my H-E-B.
So I think that some kind of grocery gift card can be really nice just to alleviate some of that stress, especially for with everything going on. And teachers are so busy. Another one that you might consider is possibly like if you have it in your area, like a Peapod, right? So that your groceries can be delivered and that'll actually save you some time or save your teacher some time if that's who you're buying for. So they don't have to actually go out and go grocery shopping.
Yeah, for sure. I think those are great ideas, you know, and even like you mentioned, to help alleviate some of that, even some restaurants were great, you know, because I know there's some evenings where I'm like getting home from school and I'm like, man, I do not want to cook. It would be so much easier if I could just pick something up. And a gift card kind of gives us a little excuse to treat ourselves and get some stuff like that. So that's wonderful. If you have someone in your life who you feel so inclined to, a spa reservation might be another cool gift. I put this one on there myself because maybe I want a spa reservation. But teachers deal with a lot. I don't need to tell most of y'all that because you're listening here. You're probably a teacher or you know a teacher. And even if you know a teacher, you know that it's stressful, right? So getting them a chance to kind of pamper themselves, an excuse to even just like a massage, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you know, I think people think spa and they think, you know, cucumbers on the eyes, man, like I could just go for a massage, you know, like just something to alleviate the stress, because I know that as much as I love my job, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It does weigh on me, as I'm sure it weighs on many other people. So giving them the opportunity to relax, kind of treat themselves, maybe feel a little bougie while they're doing it can go a long way. So that's a recommendation. Now, those can vary in price depending on the packages that you got. So, of course, if that's not in your price range, you know, that's totally fine. But it is a thing. I would think, you know, if you have a significant other who's a teacher or, you know, someone really special in your life.
Yeah. And I also, I think it it shows how much you care about someone when you literally give them a gift that says, like, I want you to feel good. Like, that's like the whole idea of the gift.
I want you to be well.
Yeah, seriously. So I think that that's a fantastic one, and definitely not one that I would turn down either, especially a massage. I would definitely go for that. But the last thing that I came up with was remote learning accessories, because a lot of the time these things can also help in our personal lives. So as a remote learning teacher, currently I have a nice new webcam that I got at the beginning of the year because I knew it was coming. I've got this beautiful microphone that I'm currently talking to you all on, both for the podcast, but also for my students. I'm getting a new chair for Christmas because my posture is atrocious and this chair doesn't work. So I'm getting a nice, like, expensive chair that someone got me, which I'm very, very excited for and very grateful for. She's the best person in the world. And all of those things are good for my classroom, my remote teaching, but also for me personally. This new webcam helps me play Magic better so I can have more fun. And my friends can actually see my cards because they couldn't see them on the old
book. You actually read them a little bit.
Yeah, seriously. The new microphone helps when I'm Discording with my friends. I don't have to wear my headset all the time. If I don't want to, I can get like plug-in headphones and just, you know, chill out like that.
Yeah.
The new chair is going to be absolutely amazing for my posture, my back pain, and my sleeping. So all of these different things they can help both in the professional world and in the private world, I think. So I think those would be really good recommendations as well.
For sure. And really, at the end of the day, you know the people in your lives. These are just recommendations of ideas. If you really can't come up with something, or, you know, for the person who has everything, you know, these are just little extra things that are, like we said, are pretty much no one's going to turn down. They're going to be like, oh, no, I don't want that. Like, you know, they're going to take these things in stride. As we know, gifts are meant to be given with thought and with love and with meaning. And so as long as you're thinking about someone, I know personally, I would feel very affirmed from that. And so I guess that brings us to the end of the podcast. I just want to say, on a personal note, I hope everyone's doing well. We're getting into those winter months where cold and flu season get along, and that's not something that necessarily goes good with the COVID season that we've been in. So make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're being well. Make sure you're getting your rest, teachers out there, and taking time for yourselves. And, you know, try to enjoy your holidays, and when the break comes along, make sure you take some time to rejuvenate, recharge those batteries so we can get in there in January and get back at it.
Absolutely. I had a faculty meeting today where we talked about, for the Remote Learning Academy part of my school specifically, doing our term ends on the 15th. So on that Friday, possibly, we're going to do just a day where all of the teachers in the Remote Learning Academy, so it'll be across all of their classes, are just going to do something fun. We're just going to do like a mental health day for all the kids, basically, because it has been such a rough first semester for a lot of them.
For sure.
So that's something that we're planning, and I think that's a good idea. And then also, over the winter break, we all need to be mindful of what we're going through, right? So if you're listening and you're a Magic player, but not a teacher, try to make some time to play more Magic with your friends or whoever online. Join our network and we'll find ways to play with you. We'll get some games going over the break. If you're a teacher, make sure to sit down and disconnect from your teaching life for at least a few days.
Yeah.
Because we all need this. Read a book, watch some shows. I know it's I have a list.
In case you're like me, you know, I'm the one that's like, no, I can't. I need to work. It's okay to do something else for a day, for two days, for 3 days. Just not teacher related. It's very important to do so.
I'm going to give myself, I only have one thing that I specifically need to do over winter break for school, and everything else can wait. So
there you go.
I have a list of shows that I've been putting off watching for the longest time. So I can finally sit like this during the semester. So like I can catch up on Ruby. I can finally watch the Queen's Gambit. I can catch up on Red versus Blue. I can watch the animes that I want to be watching. I can probably watch some movies that I wanted to watch that I haven't. So take the time for yourself, because if we don't take that time, there's going to be a whole lot less teachers coming into the school year and come next year. So we really need everyone to just take that deep breath, relax. And, you know, if you're having a hard year, check out our last episode where we just talked about probably the hardest year that most of us have been through besides 2020. And in Jake's and I's case, it's both our first year of teaching and 2020. So it had some really good tips for handling those bad years. So let's all, you know, let's all care for one another. Let's all watch out for one another. Watch out for the teachers in your life. Watch out for the magic players in your life. Watch out for everyone in your life.
Yeah. Spread that love. Taito, you're the good one at this, so I'm gonna let you tell the people where to find us.
I'm gonna show how long it's been since we've recorded. So you can find the podcast under MTG Ed Network Educators Network Podcast on Spotify. Look for the purple hat. You can find us on YouTube at MTG Ed Network or MTG Educators Network. Sorry, find us on Twitter at MTG Ed Network.
There it is.
That's the one that's different. And then you can find me at twitter.com/TaitoParliament, PARLIAMENT. And you can also find me at Twitch on the same URL. I have started streaming a little bit more, not as much as I'd like, but I had a really good time when Destiny 2 came out. We completed the raid on the second day, which was really hype. We didn't do it day one, but that's okay. We were really close and we got it on day two. It's been a really good time, and Cyberpunk comes out. I'm going to date this recording. Cyberpunk comes out next week. Finally.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. I mean, I know what it is, but I don't have fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for it.
You mean you
so
don't that's only play magic?
Absolutely not. No. So that's where you can find me. Jake, where can they find you?
Yeah. So you can find me. I'm casual Jake. You can find me casual_Jake_ on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, and on my Twitch. I was like, I stream. I do stream. I stream MTG Arena, sometimes some Commander on my channel, and then of course my team at Elder Dragon Skypelander. We are a group that started playing webcam EDH a while back, and with the pandemic we decided we might as well stream it. So we do EDH gameplay twice a week. That's Elder Dragon Skypelander. Check them out. They're my best friends. Me and my partner are on the team. It's an incredible group of people. And Taito, we were fortunate to have him on. And
so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for all that you do. I've been Casual Jake.
And I've been Connor, aka Taito.
And remember that teachers make magic.